Columbus leaders are crafting what would be the first campaign finance limits in the city's history. But progressive critics of the proposal are balking at the nearly $13,000 annual cap on contributions. They say the figure is far too high, while local officials argue they've chosen it to match state limits. Last week, Liliana Bayman walked into City Hall with her infant son Dylan propped on her hip. Will Petrick from Yes We Can Columbus helped her fill out a speaker slip.
You're gonna stamp the back of it here. It's just the timestamp, and they'll call you basically in order of the times of the speaker.
The Columbus City Council is wrestling with something it's never done before, campaign finance. But the loudest critics don't oppose restrictions. They say council members aren't going far enough. People like Bayman generally applaud the measure's disclosure requirements, but they say the contribution limit is too high.
And I'd like for the playing field to be leveled out, for our contributions of $25 or $50 to make as much impact as someone who could potentially donate $12,000 or more.
The measure borrows the state's number for contributions, originally $10,000, adjusted for inflation every 2 years. That's how you wind up with the current limit. $12,707.79. It'll be adjusted again at the end of February. But Catherine Terser from the government watchdog group Common Cause says there's a catch. At the state level, the limit applies to campaign periods, the time before a primary election and the time between the primary and the general election.
For the city council, it's per year. And so you might say, well, wait a second, isn't that exactly the same thing? Well, no, it's not.
City officials serve 4-year terms, which gives them the opportunity to receive the maximum contribution 4 times. A state official serving a 4-year term only has 2 chances. Terser applauds efforts to reveal the source of money used for campaign ads, and she's particularly impressed with the inclusion of a tax credit to encourage small donations. Still, she says the ceiling is high enough that it's almost meaningless.
In other words, they established a limit, because right now the sky is the limit at the moment, but it doesn't actually limit their contributions in any meaningful way.
In his first mayoral bid, Mayor Andrew Ginther received a handful of donations worth more than $10,000 from unions, corporate PACs, and a couple of local developers. Notably, Frank Cass gave $50,000 in less than a week. But most contributions are $10,000 or less. Ginther raised about $500,000 last year in nearly 300 donations. Under the current proposal, he'd have to turn down only one of them. Councilmember Michael Stenziano defends the city's decision to use the state figure. He says caps used in other cities are arbitrary, and the lower they go, the better chance there is for outside money to flood into a race.
There are some members on council that don't think we need any number, that again, disclosure is all that's important. Continue, the system isn't broken. What are we trying to fix? There's some members that think it could be lower. And so landing at this spot was something that we could tie it to, attribute, and understand. It's something that's been in place that's worked in other campaigns across the state.
In December, he pulled the plug on a planned vote for the measure to allow for more public discussion. He says council didn't want to rush, but they are working on a deadline.
What is important, though, is we want something in place before this year's municipal elections. I think it's important that if we're doing this reform, that it's going to be applied as quickly as possible.
That means time is short. Stenziano says to have it in place for this year's elections, they'll need to pass an ordinance by about the end of this month. Meanwhile, campaign season marches on. Mayor Ginther hosts his first re-election fundraiser of the year next week. Nick Evans, WOSU News.